Soon after graduating from college in 2008, Francisco Cantu joined the United States Border Patrol. He spent the next 4 years as an agent, mostly right along the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. His very personal, often wrenching memoir of that time and its aftermath is The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and Francisco Cantu is with me now. Francisco, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
This book is, of course, an account of what you did and what you saw as a border agent, but it's also very much about your reactions to that job. Did you see the personal side as an essential part of that story?
The book, for me, really began as a way of making sense of my time in the Border Patrol and making sense of what I had participated in. I was someone that entered the Border Patrol with a lot of, I think, idealism and naivete, and I had a lot of specific questions that I had entered the Border Patrol trying to answer. And so my experience when I looked back was trying to figure out how I had so quickly been made to put those questions away in order to get up every day and get ready to go out again and do the work again.
My impression from reading the book is that your decision to become a writer was influenced by your experiences in the Border Patrol.
Absolutely. Some of the first writing that I did, you know, that ended up becoming part of this book was perhaps 6 months to a year after I had quit the Border Patrol. And a lot of that writing came straight out of this journal that I kept, especially during those first few years in the field. And mostly what was in that journal were descriptions of these conversations and encounters that I had with people that were crossing the border, most of whom were crossing for work or to reunite with their family or fleeing violence in their home countries. And when I think about that journal now, what I realize is that I was really attempting to write these things down so that I wouldn't forget them. Because I knew that there's something vital in those conversations, in having an interaction with a man and his pregnant wife, or two boys who just lost their uncle in the desert, and you see a dead body, and you know, you feel that there's some answer underneath all of that, that maybe if you just write it down and keep it in one place, you can come back to it and make sense of it later.
You really do not, in this book, address the politics of what is, of course, a very contentious issue. Why not?
It seems almost beside the point if you live in the borderlands, because what you see is that the reality is a human reality. It's a reality of the individual who is caught up in this massive deportation industrial complex or border security enforcement complex. And I think we lose sight of those individuals in our debate all the time. If you look at the rhetoric that we use to talk about migration, it completely dehumanizes and sort of minimizes the migrant. You know, we talk about a flood of migration or an uptick in migration as if migrants are this, you know, line that can be plotted upon a graph. And I think what all of that rhetoric does is it encourages us to think of migrants as part of this indistinguishable mass, one person no different than the next. And I think we have to reject that way of talking about these things.
Francisco Cantu is the author of The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border, his new memoir of 4 years spent as a federal agent on the U.S.-Mexico border. More from Francisco at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.